Welcome to the body scan. And so for this period of practice, which will be about 20 minutes, moving into a posture that will promote a sense of comfort and ease, but also will promote a sense of alertness. Mindfulness practices are the practice of falling awake to our lives, and the body scan in particular can invite a sense of sleepiness. So if you find yourself becoming a little dull or sleepy, it's best to open the eyes until you reclaim some energy. And using whatever props or supports that will help this be more comfortable. And reminding yourself of the gift that making this time is, not just for you, but for anyone that you will interact with throughout the remainder of your day or evening. That this practice is a practice of self-care. And so, bringing awareness, first of all, to a sense of the body as a whole. And just noticing sensations as they draw your attention. And if you discover any place or places of discomfort or tension, then just seeing with only the effort of awareness if those might soften a bit, without striving to make anything happen, just to see if those areas will let go a little more. And if there are no places of tension, then simply noticing neutral sensations. Noticing the feeling of your hands resting just where they are. And you might feel the support of the floor or the chair along the backside and underside of your body. So tuning in to the felt sense of the body being supported. And as best you can, just allowing the body to surrender to gravity. In yoga, this position of lying down is known as the corpse pose. And in this practice, there is the invitation to die to our preoccupation with the past and the future, with our usual mental activity of rehashing and rehearsing. And it's also a dying to our ordinary preoccupations with what we have to do. And intentionally allowing a time and space to simply be, without any concern for outcome, how we will feel at the end of this practice. And you might be aware now of air circulating about the skin, where it might be exposed, the face, the feet, if you are not wearing socks, the hands. Just a sensing of how air envelops the body. And if you've not already, you may allow the eyes to close to promote an inward focus, to become familiar with the inner landscape of our being. And moving attention now to the felt sense of the breath at the belly. As best you can, just allowing awareness to ride the waves of the inflow and outflow of the breath. And this is not a thinking about breathing, this is feeling the breath coming into the body and going out. On the surface of the belly, sensations of rising with each in-breath and falling with each out-breath. More inwardly, sensations of filling with each in-breath and emptying with each out-breath. And now to the body scan, just directing the flashlight of awareness to sensations in the feet. Whatever sensations you can register with awareness on the soles of the feet, the tops of the feet, sensations in the little folds of skin between the toes. Sensing where the feet make contact with the floor. Sensations in the feet, left and right. And moving awareness up and into the ankles and the lower legs, the calves and the shins. Just noticing whatever sensations are there. And possibly you might not pick up much of any sensations, and this is fine as well. Awareness moving up and in and through the knees now, left and right. And just noting this frequent juxtaposition that we see throughout the body, the sort of hardness of the kneecap, and then the soft underbelly of the knee. Sensations. And when your mind wanders off to some thought or feeling, to some plan or memory, not turning this into a problem, just gently, lovingly, patiently come back to wherever we are in this scanning of the body. Moving awareness now into the larger muscles and tissues of the thighs. left and right. Perhaps sensing a gentle heaviness in the thighs as they let go more and more into the embrace of gravity. And awareness moving now into the hips and the whole pelvic area. Sensations. And just scanning back a little bit to feel the entirety of the legs, left and right, from hips to toes. And just noticing whatever effect has come from scanning through this lower region of the body. And perhaps a sense of appreciation for the legs and the feet and what they allow for in the way of mobility. And bringing awareness now into the lower back. It's picking up any sensations in the lower back. This part of the body that both feels the stress of and makes possible our capacity to be upright. And moving upward into the middle back. And the shoulder blades. Sensing the entire plane of the back now, where it makes contact with the floor, the back of a chair. And where it might not. And moving awareness to the inside of the shoulders now. Feeling the inside of the shoulders as best you can, and just seeing if there's any softening that can happen here, just with awareness. This is a place where we frequently hold tension unaware. And allowing awareness to move down the arms now, left and right, down and through the upper arms, down and through the elbows. Noticing here again at the elbows, the bony exterior of the elbow and the soft fold of the inner elbow. Awareness traveling down the lower arms and down through the wrists. And into the hands. Noticing sensations in the hands, left and right. The tops of the hands, the palms of the hands. And scanning the full length of the arms and the hands, the space and volume of the left arm and the right arm from shoulder down to fingertips. And again, offering maybe some sense of appreciation for what the arms allow us to do in the way of taking care of ourselves and of connecting with others, for holding, for reaching. And moving awareness now into the throat, the neck, the remarkable structures and functions in the larynx that allow us, in combination with the lungs and the tongue, to express what's in our hearts and minds, in speech, in song. And awareness traveling up the back of the neck, up and into the scalp now, sensations in the scalp. And awareness pouring into the forehead, letting the brow be smooth, allowing the eyes to be soft in their pools. Feeling into the relative firmness of the bridge of the nose. And the soft tissues of the nostrils. Feeling the breath moving in and through the nostrils. Sensing the outer shells of the ears, receiving sounds. Bringing awareness to the lips, noticing sensations here, dryness, moisture, sometimes both. Awareness moving into the inner cave of the mouth and sensing the teeth, the gums, sensations at the tongue, moisture, tingling, vibration. Letting the jaw be soft, this very busy part of our bodies that we use for eating and for speaking. Sensing the entirety of the head now. This head that encases the wondrous brain. And our sensory apparatus for seeing and hearing and tasting and smelling. Awareness moving down into the chest now, noticing how the chest responds to the breath. Sensing the ribs protecting the vital organs of circulation and respiration. And coming back to the belly, letting the belly be soft to receive each breath as fully as possible. And opening awareness back to the body as a whole. The body as this field of sensations. And taking your time as you hear the sound of the chimes to bring this period of practice to a close, and taking your time to gently open the eyes and become visually reoriented, and then setting the intention to bring a sense of calm and peacefulness that you may have arrived at in this practice into the doing of your life as you move back into that.